This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Whoa, whoa! That's like a little mashup. Nobody ever knew they needed,
but we all did.
Oh yeah,
more perfect Friday song than this.
That means the weekend. This is officially the weekend has started.
It's here.
Yeah,
you made it.
Because you make me happy. Yeah, but we've got our opinions on food trucks. You convinced your wife that food trucks are eh. I just talked to my wife. I ain't going no more food trucks.
I want to clarify.
No.
I want to clarify. No.
Keep it this way.
I just want to make, because there are people out there driving around maybe have food trucks or whatever.
No.
I got no problem with food trucks.
We have no problem with food trucks.
I have no problem with food trucks. And I've gotten a lot of good food from food trucks.
Love food trucks.
What I don't want to do is go with my wife and our two small children to a park where there's a bunch of food trucks parked on a hot-ass asphalt parking lot, and then buy food truck food and then sit on the ground and eat it while we try to keep our kids out of the road.
Yes.
That
we love food trucks.
Isn't fun.
No. Me and Andy Bunker are pro.
We're pro food
all
truck.
Day food pro, truck.
That's why I just that's all I wanted to clarify.
Yes.
Because I know there's folks out there.
No.
We got a lot of hard work, and we might be on inside somebody's food truck right now.
We're always food truck. I love food truck food. I just hate the process of food truck with outings.
Yes.
Like
Food Truck Tuesdays.
If there's a food truck sitting outside.
Which, again, I support the event. I'm just not going to it anymore.
No.
I guess I don't support it.
So I'm like, nah, baby, not tonight. What you want to do today? Enjoy my mortgage.
What a great way to put it.
Andy, that's what I want to do. That's what I want to do today. It seems like it's been weeks since I've been outside and just chilling. I went out there yesterday because Bash wanted to go swimming. But it's like, because last weekend we were booked all weekend. Then the weekend before that, we were at my uncle's house. Yep. So it's been so long since I just got a chance to just go and just sit back there all day.
And I'll tell you.
That's what I'm doing today.
You got a good setup. You got a great backyard.
I want to sit back there, enjoy my mortgage, get barbecue smoke in my face.
Yeah.
Mixed with cigar smoke.
Yeah, great combo.
Yeah, chasing liquor with Bush.
With the sun on your face.
No, I got to wait for that shade, though.
Oh, okay. All right. Warm weather.
Yeah, I'm sorry I said that.
Maybe you get out in the sun a little bit.
No, I wait for that tree. It's about around like 4:20. You go behind that tree.
You get hot, jump in the pool maybe.
Yeah, I'm good to go.
Yeah.
I'm good to go, dog.
Yeah. If my backyard was your backyard, I would go nowhere ever. It's a great. I mean, you got like a resort back.
But she wanted
there.
That.
It's very
that,
nice.
But yeah, like I was like, why do you want to go to like other places that got pools when they got one?
We got one. Exactly.
Yeah. So like, why would I pay?
We don't have to mix with other
this
people.
This is always the biggest debate because he had a little buddy who had a pool party at the Aqua Center over in Snellville. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, she's like, I'm gonna take Bash. I'm like, well, we got a pool here. Bash likes our pool. And I was like, and he gonna want to leave that one. And right, so can you call? Can you FaceTime me? Tell him to get in the car. Bash, get in the car. No. No.
Yeah,
like,
man.
I was like, all right, dog.
That's Jack's favorite word right now, too.
But it's so funny because he likes, like, he only says yes when it's time to go outside. Want to go outside, Bash? Yes. And he says it with such.
With like
that? With a fist pump.
With a fist pump. So that's great.
Everything else, Bash, you want? No. 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 But only thing he says yes for is pool.
I think I've told you this too about Jack. Like the no used to be like it was like a real long, annoying no. He'd be like, no.
Yes.
And I'm like, clean that up. Nobody likes that around here. And then get that attitude out of here. Your sister.
Sassy ass no boy.
Sassy nose. There's enough sass coming from that redhead over there, right?
Sassy ass no boy.
Yeah. You better give me a manly no, all right? But now he does. Now his nose are like little jabs.
Hell
and he's so quick with them, he gets them out before I even say anything. I'm like, hey, bud, if we're going in the backyard, we got to put some shoes on. Nope.
Yeah.
What do you mean, no? You have to put, all right, okay, fine. At least we got to put some bug spray on. There's mosquitoes.
No.
All right, well, I'm putting bug spray on you, okay?
I want to be itchy.
Cover your face.
Yeah, dog.
I'm putting bug spray on.
I love it. Andy, did you know there was naked folks out in Dawsonville?
Yes. Yeah, there's a community.
I did not know that.
There's a naked folks, and then there's a swingers community somewhere, too.
Really?
Yeah, somebody, we were talking about swingers recently. I don't know why.
But I don't know why.
Trust me, we were.
Okay.
It came up. I don't know why.
Okay.
But somebody sent me, I think up in Woodstock.
Okay.
There's like a community of swingers up there.
Get out!
Yeah.
I bet it's all kind of woo-wows up there.
I think that's where Bo Morgan lives up there in Woodstock. I don't know if he's a swinger. I'm just saying. I think he lives up there.
I bet there's all kind of that woo-wow in a community of swingers.
What does that mean?
That woo-wow?
It's the second time today, okay. And I don't know. I mean, context clues, I think I know what it means.
Okay, then that's all you got is use the context of the clues.
Okay.
All right, use the context of the clues.
You might have to go get a shot or something.
Yeah, that woo-wow.
Yeah, probably. I think that's probably a concern when
you
start mingling in the swinger crowds.
Yeah, I would think
wouldn't
so.
You think they'd kind of make sure they'd be clean, though, too?
I would think so. You would hope so. But
you're going to be out there sharing.
Yeah.
Don't share that. You're already sharing a lot.
I would think so. Yeah, but we love Dawsonville. I didn't know they were naked in Dawsonville.
Love Dawsonville. Shout out to old dad's
man.
Wings. I don't know. I don't know what old dad's up to. Yeah. Who knows? What I do know one thing they're up to. They just opened up their first brick and mortar location.
Really?
Up there in Dawsonville.
Nice.
Yeah, grand opening.
Nice.
They're actually
nice.
Looking for people that need for workers and stuff. So if you're looking for a job in the Dawsonville area, hit up my folks at old dad's.
Yeah, I mean, or you can go up there and get naked because they have a naked community.
Who told you that? How do you know that?
Somebody just tweeted us that. He says, I understand about the new beach. There is a nude colony in Dawsonville.
Colony.
That's exactly what he said. I'm not going to say the rest of it, but he said, I delivered the furniture there a few years ago.
Okay.
It's like a legit neighborhood.
He said they were oddly friendly.
I wouldn't think that wouldn't be odd to me at all.
Oddly friendly.
I would have to think you'd be friendly to be in a nudist community.
So is it like I stay in like a community, right?
Right, you have like a HOA and all that.
Yeah. Neighborhood, yeah.
Is it like that? Is it like that? Where it's like houses and like...
And that's just one of the prerequisites if you're going to go buy a house in there.
Oh, this house looks amazing, honey. I can't believe... Look at the... And it's got a nice backyard and a pool.
Yeah.
What's the catch? And then the realtor's like, all right, there is one thing. There's one thing they didn't have listed on the listing.
Yeah.
All your neighbors will be nude always.
Yeah, that's what
And you also have
is
to
Is that
be.
Required? Like... Oh. If you go check your mail, you have to be naked?
I don't know, man. I don't know how those...
Or is it just like community
how the
events?
Rules work.
This weekend is the community barbecue. Everybody's going to be naked?
Yeah. Just curious.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Someone please inform us. Somebody lives there.
No, we're not saying we're not anti-food truck.
Tell about that, Mike.
Mike, we're telling we like food trucks.
We love food truck
I'm
food.
Just saying I don't
I just want to go to Food Truck Tuesday.
I don't want to go to Food Truck Tuesdays anymore.
I don't want to go to Food Truck Tuesday.
And I took it as a big win because last night, you know how hard it is to get, even if your wife agrees with you on something like that, it's hard to get her to come along.
Yes.
I was like, just tell me this.
Yes.
Have we ever done it and had fun? Every time we do it, we drive home and we're like, whew, that was tough.
Yeah.
And she was like, no, you're right about that.
Yeah.
And
I was like, I love food trucks. I just don't want to go to Food Truck Tuesday. Because Lilbert's is Food Truck Friday. No. Mm. Where is it? She wanted to go to the one in North. Is it Norcross Bowl? Is that where it is? Over there by the
Duluth.
Duluth. Yeah. Food truck is Friday is in Duluth. Don't have a good time. I don't. It's you got to be sitting in this grass, in this little patch of grass. There's a little water hole that the kids get wet in.
There's areas with tables out there on that one, though.
But you know what I'm talking about? There's the band playing, all that. And I'd just be ready to go. I'd just be ready to go as soon as I get there.
I just feel like
I'm ready to go.
There's restaurants, you know?
Yeah, I'm ready to go. What's his name?
And they have AC.
Mike's guy's spot name is called Wood Smoke Circle M Barbecue.
Okay.
All right.
And I support
Pulled
that.
Pulled poke.
And
brisket, chicken. Damn, that sounds good as hell.
It sounds great, yeah. And I bet it is. And if they were at a location, they pulled up with the food truck, and I was there. I would love it.
I go buy it.
But if it was in a parking lot with a bunch of other ones,
yes.
And it was an event on a Tuesday,
yes.
And then I had to buy the food and then go sit in the grass with some kids that are going to every 5 seconds try to run onto Atlanta Road, yes. And get hit by a semi truck.
Yeah, I'm good.
Then I don't want to do that.
I'm good.
That
on
doesn't
that.
Sound fun at all.
I'm good on that, man.
Let's go in the backyard with the fence. And the bugs. The bug spray.
That's too easy.
It's too easy.
That's too easy.
All right. There's a bunch of preseason games this weekend. Obviously, the Falcons and the Titans tonight. The Chiefs and the Seahawks tonight as well. Jalen Milroe had a nice performance in the first game.
Yeah. He was okay. I mean, I think the biggest thing that they did, they let him use his legs.
Yeah.
They let him use his legs. Let me
ask you one thing just about that. Because I was just thinking about quarterback situations. And I know Jalen Milroe is not going to be the starter in Seattle. What do you... Where's your your expectation for Sam Darnold?
I don't have any.
It's crazy,
and
right?
And the reason I don't, one thing about NFL quarterback is when you find a situation where you have a great year under a quarterback coach or great offensive
coordinator,
line,
yeah.
coordinator, whatever, and then you leave, I don't trust you. Mm. I don't trust you.
Yeah, and I also think those final two games for Darnold
did
such a disservice. I just think people would...
I'm not saying he can't play.
Say he played really well in those games, you know, because he played great all year, right? He got a $40 million a year contract and all that. But those last two games linger so much with people in terms of... All right, so that's not the answer to this one. If it's not the Browns, and it is the Browns, but take the Browns out of it, what's the worst quarterback situation in the NFL?
I think the Jets.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I love Justin Fields.
Yeah.
I'm not sold. I'm not sold.
I'm not saying it's a great.
I'm not sold.
I'm not saying it's a great quarterback. In fact, I don't think I agree.
The
it's
Giants.
Not a good one. Yeah. At least they just drafted a guy and you don't know yet. What about the Colts?
I was about to get to that game because is Daniel Jones going to start? It does look like Anthony Richardson is going to play.
Uh-huh.
And so that might be right there with the
it's right there. It's with right the there with Cleveland. It's right there because
it's right there
because clearly, you know, clearly the young guy isn't there yet.
Yeah,
and I don't know if he ever will be. It takes a long time to get there. People get fired along the way. Like that coaching staff's got to do something. But the answer that they have is Daniel Jones.
Yep.
I don't know.
And you mean to tell me that Shane and Chris Ballard are putting their jobs, because their jobs are on the damn line.
Oh, yeah.
And Daniel Jones and Anthony Richardson.
That's what they're doing. Which, again, I think you're less likely to get fired probably with Daniel Jones, but not that much less likely. Yeah. Daboll's still employed somehow.
Yeah.
In New York. Are they just paying the reverse karma tax of, you had Peyton and Andrew Luck for all those years?
It could be.
And now you got to deal with this?
Yeah, because...
So now the Packers never have to pay that
this
tax.
This is a bad look for them, man. But, I mean, other than that...
There's three or four that are kind of in there, but they're one of them.
The
Browns are one of
bad.
Them.
And then we know Caleb Williams is going to play this weekend. So we'll get a start.
Saints. Yeah, the Saints are bad too.
Yeah.
Now, again, they did just draft a guy in the second round, so we'll withhold judgment.
They love Spencer Rattler.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bo said, yeah.
That they do. Yeah. That they did. Bo does, too. Loves them.
Really?
I don't know.
We have a love-hate relationship.
Kind of has to, doesn't he? Yeah. Like, all right, we'll come back and get to an AMA. The phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Load them up. We got six phone lines. Let's load them up on a Funk Friday. We'll answer all your questions next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.